I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Friday, June 30. Coming up, government moving to establish the National Security Council in law, infrastructural works completed on Breadnut Hill Primary School, and FLA extends licensing deadline to July 29. The news in detail after the break.
Students 16 to 18 years old, listen up.
After fifth form, where next?
The Career Advancement Program, CAP.
The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information offers two additional years of training to prepare you for higher learning and the job market.
Free tuition available at more than 100 institutions island-wide in partnership with the HeartTrust NTA.
For more information and to register, go to moey.gov.jm.
Call 967-9020 or 967-7802 or email cap@moey.gov.jm.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government will establish the National Security Council, NSC, in law. Speaking in Parliament earlier this week during the debate on the Law Reform Zones of Special Operations, Special Security and Community Development Measures Act 2017, Mr. Holness said the architecture is being put in place to ensure that Jamaica has a modern response to its national security.
So we have now created this body, and we will be bringing to Parliament very soon a law to establish it. There is a consideration to have a member of the opposition that is cleared security-wise, as everyone who sits on that council must be cleared to be in attendance. I am hoping that that will become a permanent part of the national security architecture.
The NSC is chaired by Prime Minister Holness, who is also Minister of Defence. It includes the heads of the security forces along with the Ministers of National Security, Justice, Finance and Foreign Affairs, and the National Security Advisor. It has been in operation since 1977. Prime Minister Holness is assuring that the NSC does not remove the separation of operation and policy from existing bodies in government, noting that the council will hold the police accountable for how they use their powers of operation. Infrastructural works on the Breadnut Hill Primary School under the Government of Japan's Grant Assistance for Grassroots Human Security Project have been completed. The works, valued at $79,258, included renovation of school buildings, reconstruction and paving of the compound, installation of chain-link fencing and other infrastructural works.
So today I'm very pleased to see that this project has been successfully completed. It is my sincere hope that this new and improved learning environment will allow students to be more comfortable and therefore concentrate on their schoolwork so that they can improve their academic performance.
Japan's ambassador to Jamaica, Masanori Nakano. The Government of Japan-funded Grant Assistance for Grassroots Human Security Project supports initiatives proposed by various bodies, such as non-governmental organizations and local government authorities. Licensed firearm holders are being advised that the licensing deadline for firearms has been extended from Saturday, July 1 to Saturday, July 29. The Firearm Licensing Authority, FLA, says the extension resulted from an overwhelming response from licensed firearm holders who were delinquent in the renewal of their certificate. As a result of the enforcement drive, licensed firearm holders, some of whom were non-compliant for over 14 years, and owners of firearms which were never registered on the system, are being registered. During the period, the FLA's offices will be opened on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. to facilitate the late renewal process. In the meantime, the FLA is urging all firearm holders to take the opportunity to regularize themselves. And the Health Ministry will be upgrading the St. Joseph's Hospital into a center of excellence with a technical assessment to be done during this financial year. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says the assessment will show how the facility can be developed to address specific areas of specialist care.
And in particular, looking at oncology, cancer care. As you know, there has been significant investment in a LINAC accelerator there, which is the large equipment to deal with cancer treatment. That facility is being installed. What we're going to have to do is build around that in order to facilitate additional supporting services. So that technical work is going to be done during the course of this year.
Minister Tufton was speaking Friday at the annual Internal Medicine Review Conference held at the University of the West Indies Mona Campus. The pending upgrade of the St. Joseph's Hospital forms part of the Health Ministry's continued efforts to improve public health infrastructure. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.